In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be looking at Luke 4, and I've got a thing today that the Lord gave me, and I want to share it with you. This is after the temptation scene, when the devil tempts Jesus, and he wins every time by quoting the Word of God. And the Scripture says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee." Remember that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him in the baptism, and there went out his fame through all the region round about. So everyone's hearing about Jesus. Why? Because he's preaching and teaching and healing the sick and delivering the demonic. And he taught in their synagogues, and he was glorified by all. Now Jesus comes to Nazareth, his own hometown, where he was brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, that's Saturday, and he stood up to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 61st chapter. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." That's the first one. To preach the gospel to the poor. "He sent me to heal the brokenhearted." That's the second one. "To preach deliverance to the captives." That's demonic captives. "Recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the jubilee year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the attendant, and he sat down. Many people say he sat down in the Messiah's seat. There was always a seat left vacant for the Messiah. "And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him." Why? Because he just quoted from the 61st chapter of Isaiah. But it was different than quoting. He's quoting it because he is the fulfillment. "And he began to say unto them, This day, today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." Today, you've heard that I have come to preach the gospel to the poor. I have come to heal the brokenhearted. I have come to bring deliverance to captives. I have come to give sight to the blind. I have come to give liberty to those who are bruised. I have come to tell you it's a year of jubilee. "And all bore witness and wondered at his gracious words which proceeded from his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son?" See, they only see the outward Jesus. You know, he's the one that fixed our house. He's the one that gave us cabinets. "And he said unto them, You will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we heard done in Capernaum, do also in your own native country. And he said, Truly, truly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." So Jesus feels that he's being rejected by the people. "But I tell you the truth." Now this is really going to get them. "Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up for 3.5 years. We remember that Elijah said, "It ain't going to rain no more, no more, until I say so." And there was a great famine throughout the land, but to none of the Jews was Elijah sent, except to a widow of Zarephath, she was a pagan, a city in Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow, she was not Jewish. "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed but Naaman, another pagan, the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, were filled with indignation. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That God was going to bring the gospel to the poor, not only to the Jews, but to the pagans. This was the plan of God. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill where their city was built, and they might cast him down headlong. But Jesus, passing through the midst of them, went his way. So we see that the Lord himself is not under their spirit, that he walks away and nobody says anything. You know, he just moves through the crowd. You're not going to throw me over the brow of the hill. And Jesus came to Capernaum, a town of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. He came to preach the gospel to the poor. He taught them. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for the word was with power, that he spoke with power, not like the scribes and Pharisees. How do they know that he spoke with power? Because he came to bring deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, and liberty to the bruised. Yes. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit that was unclean, an unclean devil. What does he do? And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you here to destroy us?" Jesus came to bring deliverance to the captives. "Who are you? You are the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this, for with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits that they come out of him." He has come to bring deliverance to the captives and liberty to them who were bruised. This is Jesus living out Isaiah 61. And the fame of Jesus went out into every place of the country round about. Everyone heard about him. Everyone heard what he was doing. We remember the woman with the issue of blood. She had heard about Jesus. She had heard about Jesus. Jesus' name is being spoken everywhere. And what he is doing, what's he doing? Preaching to the poor, healing the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captives, sight to the blind, liberty to those that are bruised, and proclaiming a year of Jubilee when all the debts were taken care of. And he arose from the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. This is in Capernaum. And Simon's mother-in-law was taken with a great fever, and they besought Jesus for her. Well, what happens? And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, preaching the good news to the poor by healing them. Yes. And it left her. Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them. Lord Jesus, stand over us. Stand over us as you stood over Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and heal us in the depths of our being, in the depths of our being. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sicknesses with diverse diseases brought them unto Jesus. Yes, he came to preach the gospel to the poor, and the healing was the gospel also. Healing was part of the gospel. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Yes, he came to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, "You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God." And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah. So again, deliverance to the captives and liberty to those who were bruised. I'm telling you, these are the things that Jesus did to fulfill Isaiah 61. To fulfill Isaiah 61. And when it was day, he departed and went into the desert place with, and the people sought him. Now, why do they seek him? Because they're sick. They want a touch from the Master. And he came unto him and stayed him, and he should not depart from them. And in other words, stay with us. And he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. In other words, I have come to preach the gospel not only to Capernaum, but to all the places in Israel. That's what I have been doing. That's what I have been done to. That's what I have been sent to do. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee, preaching again, preaching and healing. They go together. He preached in the synagogues of Galilee, chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, yes, they want to hear the word of God, he came to preach the gospel to the poor, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Galilee lake, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. This happened every day. After they finished fishing, they would be washing their nets. And he entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Why? Because the acoustics would be so much better, because here you have the mountains on one side and you have the lake and the people are sitting down, and Jesus' voice would be thrown out. He didn't have a microphone, but he knew what he had to do. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered Jesus and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. I'm going to tell you, that sounds like so many people in the church. We have toiled all night and have caught very little. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is not part of their ministry. That the power of God is not part of their ministry. And he wants to be. He wants to be part of the ministry of every person. Not only every priest, but every person that does the will of God. We have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And he's thinking, I'll do it at your word, but I know we're not going to catch anything. How do I know that? I'm a fisherman, you're a carpenter. And so the word of God says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and that their nets nearly broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other boat, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. In other words, you know, Lord, I know you're holy. You have power over the fish. I'm nobody, and I'm a sinner. Leave me. I'm a big sinner. And the Lord said, For he was astonished at all that were with him at the caught catch of fish which he had taken, and also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Don't be afraid. Henceforth you shall be catching men. In other words, your sin is not an obstacle to me. I came to forgive sin. Yes, I came to heal the brokenhearted. I came to bring deliverance to you. I came to give you sight, spiritual sight. I came to give you liberty. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. So we see that the people that he chooses are not the intelligentsia of the day. He chooses the fishermen. He chooses the fishermen, and people are wondering, who is this Peter? Who is this James? And who is this John? We know them as fishermen. Now they're going to be doing the will of the Lord. We saw yesterday in the church's readings that Jesus chose the 12 and he sent them out two by two to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. And you know what happened? They went out two by two and they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. He told them not to carry anything with them, that God would provide for them on their journey. And you know what? That's a real thing. How many things do we pack when we're going to preach the gospel? And we pack our suitcases and it's enough for 40 days, for heaven's sake, and we're going to be someplace for a week. Jesus said, you know what? I will provide for you when you go to preach the gospel. And when you go to preach the gospel, you are to do the same things that I did and that I do. You are to heal the brokenhearted. You are to bring healing to the sick. You are to bring deliverance to the captives. You are to bring sight to the blind. You are to bring liberty to those that are bruised. And you are to proclaim a year of Jubilee, that all the debts have been canceled. This is something that Jesus does, and he commands the 12 to do the same thing. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. He commands us to do the same thing too. But who goes and does what Jesus tells them to do? So I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit so that people will learn how to do the things that Jesus has told us to do in Isaiah 61. Preach the gospel, heal the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captive, sight to the blind, liberty to those that are bruised, and proclaim the year of Jubilee. So let's continue with the 12th verse of the 5th chapter. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean, if you will. You know, leprosy was a terrible disease. They were apart from the community. They carried a bell to let them know that they were coming. If you will, you can make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. How many of us get healed when we say that? Are you going to heal me? Are you willing to heal me? Jesus says, I will. I will. And when Jesus says, I will, he says, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Oh, he preached the gospel to the poor, and he healed the brokenhearted, and he gave deliverance to the captive leper. I'm telling you, this is the whole ministry of Jesus. The ministry of Jesus is from the 61st chapter of Isaiah. It's not only that he fulfills it, but that this is what he does. This is his calling. This is his calling after he is baptized. And he charged them, and he charged the man to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priests and offer a cleansing according to as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by Jesus of their infirmities. This is real. This is real. I got a call today. Somebody wants to come to me tonight for me to pray over them, because someone's going to have an operation. You see, Jesus knows how to heal the sick. I can't heal the sick, but Jesus knows how to heal the sick and how to touch people. This is real. Jesus continues to do these things. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Jesus goes far away where no people are, where he can seek the Father's face. But you know what? They're going to find him. They're going to find him. They're desperate. And I want to tell you, the church is desperate for Jesus. I want to tell you, I'm desperate for Jesus. I'm so desperate for Jesus. I need him to heal my broken heart. Oh, yes, I need him to bring deliverance to the part of me that's captive. Yeah. I need sight of the spirit. The blind shall see. I need better spiritual sight. I need liberty. I need that liberty that he comes to give us. Yes, I need it, and especially at the Eucharist. Only say the word, and I shall be healed. Jesus said to the leper said, if you will, you can heal me. And Jesus said, I will be healed, be healed, be healed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that the Pharisees and doctors of the law were sitting by, which had come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now we have the intelligentsia. You know, they're coming to inspect what Jesus is doing. You know, he's not one of us. He didn't go to the great schools of the day. He is an itinerant preacher. Oh, they're coming to look at Jesus, and their look is not with faith, but their look is with doubt. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in, to lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find a way that they might bring him in, because the multitude filled the house, they went to the top of the house and let him down through the tiles, with his couch in the midst of Jesus. These people, these four people, have faith. They bring this man who was crippled to Jesus by opening the roof and letting him down. I'm telling you that the man had no faith, but these four people had faith. He came to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the sick and to set at liberty those that were bruised. This is what Jesus came to do to this man. And when he saw their faith, the faith of the four, he said unto him, Sir, your sins are forgiven them. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? That's right. That's right. And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them and said, What reason are you doing in your hearts? Is it easier for me to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know, not think, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick who had palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up your couch and go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he was laying and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Oh, Jesus came to preach to the poor and to heal the sick and to heal the brokenhearted. This guy was sick for years and years and years. I remember when I was in the eighth grade, I'd had a First Holy Communion class. I said to Sister Trinita, let me teach First Holy Communion. She says, you're only in the eighth grade. I said, well, if you can get someone better, get that person. But there was no one to do it. So guess who did it? In the eighth grade, I taught these second graders. I don't know if I taught them well, but I remember this was the first reading from the Catechism that Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And then he healed the man. I'm telling you, Jesus is the healer of our sins. It is by his blood that our sins are healed. Yes, he heals the brokenhearted by shedding his blood for us. Yes, that's what Jesus does. He loves you and he cares for you and he heals you because maybe you're brokenhearted today. You need Jesus to touch you. Maybe you're a captive today. You need Jesus to set you free. Maybe you're blind in the spirit. You don't see God. You just see your world, your troubles. Oh, Jesus came to bring you sight and spiritual sight. And you feel all tied up. Well, Jesus came to bring liberty to you who are bruised and to proclaim a year of Jubilee. That's why Jesus has has come, and he's come for you today. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch people with the gospel, to touch people that are brokenhearted, to touch people that are captive, to touch people that are blind spiritually. Oh, Father, touch people by sending the Holy Spirit into the hearts of your people, and that we proclaim a year of jubilee, a year of freedom, a year of grace. This is the 15th year in ordinary time, 15th week, and it's ordinary time is a year of grace. There's nothing ordinary about grace. This is the 15th week of ordinary time, the year, the week of grace, and grace is being bestowed to you and to me by Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for you and me. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to the school of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the school of the Holy Spirit that takes place at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. It starts next Sunday night, the 19th to the 25th. We start at 7 o'clock in the evening on Sunday. If you have not registered, you can register at the door. You'll be welcome, because we are going to gather in the name of Jesus, and we are going to worship the triune God, and we expect God to do wonders and miracles for us, to us, and through us. So Jesus Christ is Lord today. He came to preach to you that are poor. He came to heal your broken heart. He came to bring you deliverance. He came to give you sight. Lord, I believe, tell him. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Help, I believe, help my unbelief. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.